ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Welcome to the Japanese Children's Song Series at JapanesePod101.com. In this series, you'll learn Japanese language and culture through Japanese children's songs. Go to our site to hear full versions of the song sung by professional singer Kana Mizushima. Visit JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
Naomi です。
Peter here.
JapanesePod101.com の童謡のレッスンにへようこそ。
Welcome to our second Japanese children's song lesson. Naomi-sensei, before we get into today's lesson, I just want to tell you a quick story related to our previous song, Furusato.
Hi. What is it?
Well, it was just that I met my Japanese friends. I played the song for them, and they were kind of like wowed. They were really impressed that I had this on my iPhone. Impressed or couldn't understand it. It was one or the other, but it worked out really, really nice because we actually wound up talking a lot about my friend's family and where they're from and my friend's wife and where their family's from. So it's a really good conversation piece.
That's really nice. And also if you are there, for example, if you are a third generation in overseas, you can play that music for your grandmother and grandfather.
Yeah.
They should know this song.
This is what's really nice about this series is that you can take this and, you know, have Japanese people that you know listen to this and then have them tell a story about this song. Because most Japanese people, Naomi-sensei, dare I say all Japanese people know this?
So ですね。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, can you tell us the name of the song we'll be focusing on in this lesson?
年々ころり。
年々ころり?
Well, the real name is 江戸の子守唄。
Lullaby of Edo.
Yeah, but quite a few Japanese people might know it as 年々ころり or 年々ころりよ.
Can you tell us a little bit about this song? For example, when and where it originated, things like that.
This song is a traditional Japanese lullaby that originated in the Edo period and spread out to various regions in Japan. It has been said that many Japanese lullaby songs came from this song.
So, there are other variations of the song?
そうですね、right. But in this lesson, we are going to introduce the most popular version.
Okay, so like last time, we're going to analyze the lyrics of this lullaby. There's a lot of non-standard language in this song. So, we're going to help you understand it by interpreting it into modern Japanese. Naomi-sensei?
はい。
Shall we get started?
はい。
And before we start, I just want to say that I really, really like this one.
あ、本当?
Yeah, this one has a nice rhythm to it.
So,
Naomi-sensei, shall we get started?
Okay, let's listen to the song. それでは、聞いてみましょう。
Thank you.
let's go through it line by line. Naomi-sensei, what's first? And, of course, the most famous line.
Nen-nen kororio, okororio.
And I have no idea what that means.
The first part, nen-nen, is a word in yōjigo or baby talk.
Kind of like babble.
So-so-so. Nen-nen suru is to sleep, which is neru in normal language.
Actually, we have a similar sounding phrase in English.
Ah, so?
To go nai-nai. I think it might come from the word night, but it means go to sleep.
Wow, that's pretty similar. 似てますね.
What's the next word?
Kororio. Korori is the onomatopoeia, and yo is the sentence ending particle. In this case, this yo indicates a command.
And what does this onomatopoeia korori mean?
I think we covered that in our onomatopoeia series. But korori or koro koro indicates the action of rolling.
I think I remember. So, nen nen kororio is something like roll on one side and sleep?
So desu ne. And the last part, okororio, is just a repetition. So in plain language, it's nenasai.
Go to bed, which is a type of order.
So desu. The message is quite simple.
Right. The speaker is telling the baby, go to sleep. And I think everybody out there with a baby can relate to this. Go to sleep.
Please.
Okororio.
So, so, so.
Now he says, I know this is such a non-cultured statement and we're doing such a cultural thing here, but when I hear this word, kororio, I think of the commercial, karario.
違うじゃん! Okororio, karario, 似てるね!
They're similar.
What is that, a printer again?
Yeah, right? The name of the printer.
Oh, apologies. Okay, how about the next line?
Boya wa yoi ko da, nenne shina.
So the word, boya, means little boy. It doesn't change in the modern Japanese version, does it?
No.
Naomi-sensei, I have two questions. One, is it used a lot? And two, what kind of nuance does it have?
We don't use it very often, but we still use it sometimes. For example, if there is a lost child whose name you don't know, you might call them Boya. Boya, どうしたの? Hey, little boy, what happened to you? And the meaning of Boya is little boy. And people of older generation might use it toward a young boy whose name they don't know or as a substitute for a young boy's name.
Okay, moving on. Yoikoda is quite simple. It means good boy. And the next part is?
Nenneshina, which means nenasai.
Go to bed. Can we hear the original phrase again?
Sure.
Boya wa yoikoda, nenneshina.
And in plain language?
Boya wa yoikoda ne, nenasai.
You're such a good boy, so please go to bed. Okay, how about the next line?
Boya no omori wa doko e itta.
Again, we have the word boya.
What's omori?
Omori or moru is a word that refers to someone who takes care of a child.
So like a caregiver or a nanny?
Ah, so so, nanny te kanji. I guess the word mori comes from the verb mamoru, meaning to protect.
Okay, can we hear the line again?
Sure.
Boya no omori wa doko e itta?
Where did the nanny go? Or where did your nanny go?
And in the next line, there's the answer.
あの山越えて里へ行った.
I think it's pretty comprehensive.
あの山を越えて里へ行った.
あの山 is that mountain. 越える is to go over. So?
あの山を越えて.
Over that mountain.
The next word, 里, means hometown. I think it comes from the word ふるさと. So, 里へ means
went back to the hometown.
Hai.
So his nanny went back to her hometown.
So desu. Boya no omori wa yama o koete furusato ni kaerimashita.
The nanny crossed over the mountain and went back to her hometown. That's odd. I wonder, is she coming back?
You'll find out in the next line.
Okay.
The next line is Sato no miyage ni
何もろた。
里の土産。里の土産。This must be ふるさとのお土産。
ピンポン。
A souvenir from the hometown.
そうです。もろた is もらった in modern Japanese.
もらう is to receive or to get. So, もらった is received or got.
そうです。Right.
Can we hear the original line?
里の土産に何もろた?
In modern Japanese?
ふるさとのお土産に何をもらったの?
What did you get as a souvenir from a hometown? And now, the last line, which is?
でんでん太鼓に小の笛。These are the お土産 that the baby received. The first one is でんでん太鼓。
A small rattle drum.
でんでんでんでん。
It's like the little drum on a stick that has two round pieces attached with string. And when you roll the stick between your hands, the little round pieces hit the drum and make the rattling sound.
そうです。
So I think you can picture it.
Actually, denden is the onomatopoeia that drum makes.
What's the other souvenir?
小の笛。笛 is flute. And here's the tricky part. 小の笛 is a traditional Japanese flute. But a 小の笛 is so expensive and was not played by commoners. So it is assumed that it was actually meant to be something else.Maybe just a regular bamboo flute.
That's actually very, very interesting. And it's kind of unlikely that a nanny gave a baby such an expensive traditional flute as a souvenir.
そうですね。Maybe she did. We don't know.
Since this song has a long history, nobody knows.
Very interesting. Now, one small thing I want to point out here. In the original line, there is a ni, the particle ni, in between the names of the two items. Now,This ni means and. In the modern interpretation, to was used. Can we hear the original sentence again?
でんでん太鼓に小の笛。
A rattle drum and a bamboo flute. All right. Well, I think that just about does it for this Japanese children's song lesson. We hope you enjoyed it.
最後にさくらさんの歌を聞きましょう。
Before we go, let's listen to the song sung by Sakura. She's going to sing it a cappella.
This time you'll listen to the song without background music so that you can hear the lyrics well.
Sakura-san, お願いします。
Find the more detailed explanation of the lyrics at JapanesePod101.com. There, listen to the full version of this song in video format, complete with beautiful pictures of Japan. Go to JapanesePod101.com to get your free lifetime account.